Coors Light presents To Chill or Not to Chill. When your friend bets against your team, end the friendship. Or choose chill because you're drinking Coors Light with your buddy. Coors Light, choose chill. Celebrate responsibly. 2024 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
The San Jose Sharks Audio Network presents The Teal Report. Here's Dan Ruzanowski.
Welcome to another season of San Jose Sharks hockey. It's opening night. The San Jose Sharks facing off against the St. Louis Blues at SAP Center at San Jose. Along with all of the pomp and the circumstance of any season opener, the Sharks are coming into this campaign with a tremendous amount of optimism. After only 19 victories last season and a tough teardown of the roster, GM Mike Grier has built the organization into something to be excited about for the future, with Macklin Celebrini and Will Smith, among others, getting set to make their NHL debuts and the Sharks getting together with the fans for the very first time this year. Mikhail Granlund, who led the team in scoring last season with a 60-point year, has a 13-game point scoring streak coming into tonight. He's eager to get the process started.
I'm really excited. I think a lot of people in the team and around the team are excited as well. Obviously, having some new guys in here, some kind of younger guys who are going to be a big part of this organization in the future. So there's a lot of excitement in the team and in the building.
Granlund says that both Macklin Celebrini and Will Smith are people to watch.
I've been really impressed. Obviously, what they've been doing in juniors, it's unbelievable. We all know the skill they have. Obviously, growing in this league, it's always a little bit of a process, but at the same time, I can see how hard they work. I knew the skill they have, but the commitment they have to get better as a player every single day, that has impressed me the most, and that's something you can build on.
Being the first overall pick in the National Hockey League entry draft puts a tremendous amount of scrutiny on any individual player. Macklin Celebrini has that as of this moment, but according to alternate captain Mario Ferraro, the players in the dressing room don't have extra expectations on him.
Like, we don't lay expectations on him. I think that he's gotten to where he is because he does that himself. So it's not up to us to have expectations for him. You know, he's gone here working hard and, you know, holding himself to a high standard. And he's going to do that. Like, us as teammates, you know, we're not trying to put pressure on him to have a certain amount of whatever success rate. Like, he's going to do that. He's naturally earned his way here, and you know, everybody goes through very good moments. Everybody goes through tough moments. You know, I'm not worried about him finding his way this year. We're just going to do our best to make him feel part of this group. You know, make him feel like he can come to us older guys for anything he needs. You know, like I said, there's enough pressure around the league. Being a first overall pick, there's enough pressure from other teams. Like, no pressure from us on him. Just go out there and play his game. And naturally, he's such a good player. He's gone here. He's first overall pick. He doesn't need any help from me. I'm not in his caliber, so he'll be just fine.
It was only a year ago that Celebrini was the youngest player in college hockey, and yet in spite of that, he won the Hobie Baker Award as the best player in college hockey after one season at Boston University. I wondered, as he anticipates his first NHL game, if the butterflies he's feeling reminds him of his first college game.
Any game you play, you're gonna be nervous for it because you want to do well and you want to play the best you can. So, I mean, throughout the season, I'm sure I'll get nervous before every game.
Will Smith is also feeling really excited about his very first National Hockey League game, and he's got his family and friends in attendance.
Getting a little anxious, but yeah, my family's coming in, so it's gonna be nice to see them. And it's my dad's birthday too, which is actually pretty special. So, yeah, just see the family, it's good.
What has Celebrini noticed about NHL action that's a little different?
I mean, the pace of play is higher, but I mean, at the end of the day, it's the same game, and you make the same plays, and you want to win the game. So, I mean, it's a little bit more complicated than what I just said, but no, I feel like we're all ready for it.
Macklin says you can't think too much; just depend on your instincts and trust them.
Yeah, I mean, if you're thinking too much, that's where you get yourself into trouble. So the more you can just trust in your preparation and what you've done all year, all summer, throughout your life to prepare, is you just let it kind of come through and not think about it too much.
Smith also understands that he and Celebrini are considered to be part of the new core of players that are going to bring the Sharks back to where they ought to be in the Stanley Cup playoffs. Without any predictions as to when that's going to happen, he says he understands that that's a big goal for the team.
Yeah, I mean, that's something that we've seen and that we want back here. So I think, obviously, there's an unbelievable fan base here, and we're just super excited to be a part of it.
The Sharks are coming off a victory that means nothing in the standings, but it meant a lot inside the dressing room. Down by a couple of goals with only 3 minutes to play in Vegas, the Sharks faced a full NHL club with a lot of rookies in the lineup and managed to get a victory 6-5 with Ethan Cardwell getting the game-winning goal with only 12 seconds left. Sharks can change players with 30 seconds remaining in the game. 5-5 the score. Ferraro behind his goal line, sends it up the left board. Sturm trying to push it out. Didn't do it, but Cardwell supported, got it ahead, and there's Gushin holding it. Cross-ice feed. Here comes Sturm. He's got a man breaking in. It's Cardwell. Shoots. He scores. Ethan Cardwell just put the Sharks in front. The kids come through. Sharks 6, Vegas 5 with 12 seconds to go. Defenseman Henry Thrun said even though the game didn't count in the standings, it was a big deal.
Yeah, it was sick. We went into the third period and Wars was like, he actually got us kind of fired up. I forget what he said, but you got to ask him about it. Like, got the boys fired up. It was like, basically, hey, it's the end of camp. We got to go win a hockey game. Like, you guys have worked hard. Like, you know, here's the X's and O's. Let's go do it. And we won, and it was just like, it was electric afterwards. It was super fun. And as you said, it's a preseason game, but at the end of the day, you try to win every time you go on the ice. So, and ironically, that's kind of the culture that Wars is trying to build, as you guys have seen through training camp. Like, you try to win the mini game, you try to win your one-on-one battle, whatever it is. Like, if you don't win, like, you got to sacrifice and you got to pay the price. So it's it was pretty fun to kind of have that energy and feel what it was like to win a big game, especially against a team like Vegas.
Mackenzie Blackwood agrees.
Yeah, I thought, we were kind of going in there with not our full lineup, and we knew they had their full team. But, you know, nobody got down after we got down a couple goals at the end. We kept playing and overcame a little bit of a deficit and ended up winning the game. So, you know, it was really positive. Left that game with a good feeling and, you know, a sense of belief in the guys. Obviously, you know, the regular season is going to be a little bit different. It's going to be tougher. But, you know, it was a good stepping stone for us and a good way to end the preseason, and hopefully we can continue to build as a team and a family and, you know, have a good start to the year.
Mario Ferraro says that even though it was only preseason, it made the team feel really good about itself heading into when it counts for real.
Yeah, I think it was just a good for us to feel that, what it feels like to come back in games and to get a win. You know, obviously we haven't felt that emotion for, you know, since last season, and it didn't happen very much last season. So I think we are trying to harness that feeling as much as we can and you know, try and carry that into the regular season here starting tonight. You know, we didn't have all our guys in, so not everybody was there to experience that, but it doesn't matter. It's a trickle effect. It's infectious in this room, and I think that was just really good for us to kind of feel that again and to believe in ourselves as a group. Like you said, it is preseason. You know, you could say what you want about preseason, but you know, it's every game counts. Every game's an opportunity for individuals to make a statement for themselves. For us as a team, I think it's an opportunity for us to just, you know, believe in ourselves and create that, you know, that faith, that belief in our group. So I'm excited to see what we do tonight. No, that's in the past now. We can't really. We're not thinking about that as much, but we are holding on to that feeling, and we want to carry that throughout this game.
Here's what Sharks head coach Ryan Warsofsky expects his team to gain this season.
Respect in the National Hockey League back is probably the biggest thing. And how do we do that? Is we're a hard team to play against each and every night, whether we win and lose a hockey game, whether we're in our building, we're at somewhere else. You know, teams don't want to play us. That would be the biggest you know, thing for us to kind of hang our hat on. But we're going to focus day to day on what we need to do those things and let the results take care of themselves.
Drew Amenda and I will be on the air at 7 o'clock Pacific time with the San Jose Sharks and the St. Louis Blues, opening night at SAP Center. Find us on the Sharks Plus SAP Center app and sync us up to the national television feed. You can also get us at sjsharks.com/listen.
For the complete Teal Report and more great Sharks content, go to sjsharks.com/listen.